Walter.
Yes.
Yeah, so what exactly are the cabinet modifications do he need? Because he wanted to know.
The back of his cabinet is not connected, and it's sitting lower than the front of his cabinet. So the whole cabinet, bottom of the cabinet, is lopsided. And his son-in-law explained it to him because we tried to use some stuff out of his basement that his son-in-law got. We tried to get it right, but we just couldn't. You can let him know we sat there and tried for like 45, 50 minutes. I set everything up for it to go up. It's just that it was looking lopsided. And they was like,
Okay,
no, I'm not gonna.
you said the back of the cabinet,
It's not sitting flush. The back of the cabinetry is not sitting flush. It's hard to explain. I took pictures, but you can just say underneath his cabinetry is not level and it's not even connected. So the back end of it is like you shouldn't even screw anything to it because it's
Okay.
not connected to anything. So like if you were to go on the top of the cabinet and you had a bunch of pennies, you could just push them and they'll fall out the bottom. Well, they're
Okay.
not, because the
I
top part is
get what you're
connected, but the
saying.
bottom part is not.
Yeah,
He'll
I
see it
get
when
what
he
you're
gets
saying.
home. I took the old one down for him. I uninstalled the first one. He couldn't see it before he left because he had an old one up there. But I
Okay.
showed it all to his son-in-law. So it's like, all you got to do is give him a call. He'll explain. His son-in-law is trying to fix it as we speak.
Okay.
So you can imagine if it wasn't a flat surface, that it was hollow, then I guess just ran the wire over the top truss that filled the hole on it. Then I also could have plugged
All
it.
right, give me one second, okay?
Okay.